Now, today's the yahrzeit for Rav Yosef Zalman Levi Soloveitchik, the Rav, who had obviously a tremendous impact on the Orthodox community, especially a community like such as this. So I want to dedicate the learning Lilu Nishmato. I thought I would talk about the topic of whether Sfiras HaOmer is Doraisa or Darabanan. There's a machloket Rishonim. We know we're in the middle of counting the Sfira that we count every day till we get to Shavuos. So the Gemara in Masechet Menachot brings down Kufa Amar Abayi Mitzvah L'Mimnei Yomei and Mitzvah L'Mimnei Shavuei. Abayi says the Mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. We know there are two Pesukim. One Pasuk seems to emphasize the counting days, the other the weeks. And Abayi says there's a Mitzvah to count days and weeks. Rabbanan Tebei Rabashi Manu Yomei Umanu Shavuei. The Rabbanan from the base measure of Rabashi counted days and counted weeks. And then Ameimar Mani Yomei V'Lamani Shavuei. Ameimar only counted days and not weeks. Amar Zeichel L'Mikdashu. Ameimar said the mitzvah today is just a Zeichel L'Mikdash. It's not a mitzvah deraisa, is what Ameimar said. So, and this is a little bit also from Rabbi Yitzchak Mirsky, but the way this Machlok Rishon how to understand the sugya. So we're doing like Rabbanim Debei Ravashi, right? We follow the Chachamim from the base bench Ravashi. We count Yomim, count Shavuei. Is it that everybody agrees that Zeichel L'Mikdash, which is the way that Rashi and the Balei Tosfot understand the sugya, that they all agree that Sfiras HaOmer today is Derabanan, but the question is, it being Derabanan, should we count days and weeks, or should we just count days? That's why one way to understand it. Or, no, it's a more fundamental disagreement, and Rabbanan Debei Ravashi holds the mitzvah deraisa, whereas Ameimar held it with the mitzvah Derabanan. So, boiling it down to, so the Rambam learns it's a mitzvah deraisa to count Sfira even today, and the Rashi and the Balei Tosfot learns a mitzvah derabanan. What's the nekudat ha-machloket? What's the point of dispute between them, whether it's a deraisa or derabanan? So one malach, which Rav Schechter goes through, one way to say it is, the Torah says that you have to bring you'll count the Omer, miyoma viyacham et Omer atrufa. When you bring the Omer, the offering, the sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. So one way to say it is, we could say, do we view the Omer as the Mechayev? In other words, if I say the Hakrava of the Korban Mincha of the Omer is the Mechayev, that's the trigger for this mitzvah, we don't have the trigger anymore, right? So the mitzvah is Mela or Rabbanan. Or I could say that the Torah is just telling you, you'll count from the calendar day that the Omer is brought, in which case we still could do that, in which case it would be a deraisa. So that's according to this Mahalach, that's the way the Rambam will learn. You know, it's from the calendar day and it's deraisa, whereas Rashi and the Balei Tosfot will learn it's a derabanan. So there's more to explain with this Chakira, but let me just do some of the nafkamina. So the Rav said that one reflection of the Machloket is found the Minag. The Minag, when we count Sfira in the Siddur, what do we say right afterwards? We say, that you should quickly restore the avoda in the base of Mikdash. That seems to go with the Malach, that it's Durabanan Bizmanazeh. In other words, mitzvah is Durabanan, but we hope you'll restore the avoda in the base of Mikdash, and it'll be a mitzvah Duraisa. That's one element. Then, there's two ways, there are two nuschaos where we say Ba Omer or La Omer. So if you look at the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, he says Ba Omer, at least that's the way in parentheses it says Ba Omer, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings down a lot of Akronim say La Omer. So how does it go with, what's the significance of Ba Omer, La Omer? Obviously it's going to relate to this as well. So what the Rav explained it is, the Rav Soloveitchik explained it, is Ba Omer means that there's this period of time of the Omer. In other words, a period of time known as the Omer. And let's say the 10th day in the Omer period. That would be Ba Omer. La Omer means days since the Hakrava of the Korban. Days since the Korban was brought. So Mimela, it'll come out then that according to the Rambam, right, so he would say Lahore, according to this Malach, that say Ba Omer, whereas we normally say, among Ashkenazim, I think more typically, we say La Omer, which would also be more of a conclusion that it would be Durabanim. Now, he brings down, though, that the Rav had a certain way of doing this. So the Rav would count both of them. First, he would count out loud using the Nusach Ba Omer, corresponding to the shita that it's duraisa, and then he would count a second time softly using the nusach la omer. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik would do it. Now, I wrote in my notes here that also Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would also do that way, and Rav Yaakov Kanievsky would also do that. So they would all count like two counts. One will count, I'm just making up a day, let's say Hayom Asarayimim Ba Omer, and then say softly Hayom Asarayimim La Omer. Now, he quotes here from Rav Yeruchim Gorelick. Rav Yeruchim Gorelick was Rosh Hashiva at Yeshiva Rinitz Chachamim, and he was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, of the Rav's uncle, of Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. So Rav Gorelick said that the Brisker Rav also sought to do both nuschaos, but he did it by saying Yom Echad La Omer, and then adding Ba Omer softly. In other words, he didn't repeat the whole thing. He said Ba Omer La Omer, and he thought that was the way to do it. In other words, he thought that that's the better way to do it. In other words, Rav Gorelick said, if you do it twice the way the Rav did it, he didn't think it served the purpose of doing the mitzvah. Once you're behind the mitzvah, you're dead in the water. In other words, once you did the mitzvah, there's nothing more to correct. There's no more mitzvah. In other words, you did the mitzvah, it's over. So Rav Gorelick thought, in other words, you technically can fulfill the mitzvah even if you would say Hayom Yom Echad, even if you don't say Ba Omer or La Omer. So once the mitzvah is over with, so if I already say Hayom Yom Echad Ba Omer, and then I go back to say Hayom Yom Echad La Omer, it's like the movie's already over. So he felt like it doesn't help that way. So he felt, he was quoting from the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav also, you know, was koshesh for both Shito, but it's similar to, you know, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has a famous shita with the esrogim. People in yeshivas, I'm sure, are familiar with it, where they brought two esrogim to him. One was very mahudar from the island of Corfu, but it was a chashash that it was, that it was grafted, and one was a simple esrog, but it was definitely not murkav, So which he wanted to take both. He wanted to be yotzei the mahudar one, but how should he do it? So the simple pshat would be to say first take the one that's definitely bilti murkav, and then take the mahudar one, and then but Reb Chaim felt differently. Reb Chaim said, once I'm yotzei the mitzvah, I'm doubt of the mitzvah. So he felt, I'll take the mahudar one first, then if that's the real esrog, I'm yotzei the mitzvah with all the hidurim. If it's not, then I'm going to take the other one. So it's similar a little bit, I think, the way Rabbi Yerucham Gorelick is saying with the Brisker Rav, I want to, you know, get blaomer baomer, but I want to get it into the mitzvah. Okay, now one last point, and then we'll call it a night. Now, we said that the malach, how do we explain the machloket? We said was whether the Minchas HaOmer is the Mechayev or not. That's the way we understood whether it's Dereis or Derabanan. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik did not like that Hesber. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik did not favor that Hesber for why one would be Dereis and one would be Derabanan. In other words, he felt like this. Let's say the Beis HaMikdash would be standing, and for some reason they would not bring the Minchas HaOmer. So would you say there was no mitzvah d'oraisa to count sfira that year because they didn't have the Minchas HaOmer? So Reb Chaim thought, vadai, that there would be a mitzvah. So he had a different way to explain the machloket. So he thought it was talui with there's a different sugya, whether kedusha rishona kitchel shaita v'kitchel atilabo. So he thought that the Rambam holds, it means like the kedusha where the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Har HaBayit, does that still have the same kedusha that it had when the Beis HaMikdash stood? So the Rambam holds it does. So Mela, and then the Gemara learns, Makrivan al Pishain Bayit. You can offer korbanot even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Chaim held, like within the sheet of the Rambam, that's the way the Rambam holds. So Mela, it could be that there's still the potential to bring a Minchas HaOmer even today, you know, even though it's a very volatile situation in Eretz Israel. We don't know where the Makom Mizbeach is, but there's a potential to bring the Minchas HaOmer today. So Mela, you're chayav on a derais level, whereas the Bali Tosfot will hold that's not the case. In other words, it's not kedusha rishon kedusha l'shaita v'kedusha l'tilavo. That same kedusha is still not there. So maybe we don't even have the efsharut to bring the Korban HaOmer today. That's the way Reb Chaim understood it. Now, he had this difficulty with that Hesber, because even though you have the potential, that's not necessarily Mechayiv, but there's some ideas. So it's just the main idea, though, is to remember that there's Machloket Rishonim, whether it's a Duraisa or a Durabanan, and there's an Afkamina, whether we say Ba'omer or La'omer from it, and then we said about Harachaman Yosir Lanov Debinim and Mikdash, that seems to cut more towards the idea that we're following, the Shita, that it's a Durabanan Bezman Azeh. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts? Rabbi Chanan Mechashomer with Barakos HaKodesh HaFichach, Rabbi Chanan Mechashomer with Barakos HaKodesh HaFichach, Rabbi Chanan Mechashomer with Barakos HaKodesh HaFichach, Rabbi Chanan Mechashomer with Barakos HaKodesh HaFichach,